The Nigerian bloodbath continues. A team answers unrest, barricades, and checkpoints with hope in Venezuela. And even though Easter's over, results are still coming in from special programming. Details around the corner on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Yesterday marked the third vicious attack in 4 days by Nigeria's Boko Haram. Sunday was a suicide bombing. Tuesday, twin car bombs. Wednesday, a three-village massacre. Their tactic supports a growing concern that they have outside help. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra.
They're being empowered by other terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. It's disturbing, and we as Christians need to pay attention because this is the most populous Christian country in all of Africa.
There's a concerted effort to destroy Christians in northern Nigeria.
What the Boko Haram wants to do, of course, is make this a Sharia state, and this would hinder the spread of the gospel.
Al-Qaeda left a remnant church in Iraq and Afghanistan. Their mark is starting to show in Nigeria. Open Doors is asking for you to take a stand.
The two main things they need is our prayers, and they need encouragement because this is being ramped up and they need trauma counseling because this has been going on for 4 or 5 years.
We turn next to Israel, the focus of the Pope's weekend pilgrimage to the Middle East. Pope Francis is visiting Syrian refugees in Jordan on Saturday. Then he's heading to Israel to talk with religious leaders. He wants to encourage peace between Muslims, Christians, and Jews in the region. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners hopes for serious discussions too.
If the issue can be brought up with significant Muslim leaders about how fundamentalists, not all Muslims, but fundamentalist Muslims are persecuting Christians, then that is a good thing. We pray that that would happen.
Will you pray too and share the story on Facebook to help build an international prayer force?
We just need our believers to pray. This is about lives and this is about souls and this is about nations. We're praying for major breakthroughs all throughout the Middle East.
To learn more about E3's work in Israel and the Middle East, visit our website. This is Mission Network News. While political unrest, violence, and economic disparity continue in Venezuela, Christians work hard to spread the love of Christ. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board teams have been limited in normal mission activities due to barricades and checkpoints. Unable to travel, missionaries have focused on building relationships with their suffering neighbors. Will you pray for the Christians in Venezuela? For details on this story, go to missionnetworknews.org. Next, while Easter was more than a month ago, reports are beginning to filter out of India as it relates to Easter programming. Genesis Media Training Association in Delhi, a Reach Beyond partner, was able to air Easter programming on a national Indian network. Reach Beyond's president, Wayne Peterson.
It's an amazing opportunity to be on a network that the government has provided to share the news, the story of Jesus and the resurrection.
Nearly 3,500 responses were received, including calls from Buddhists. Peterson says there were other reports.
One young man requested a Bible. Another young person said that she had made a decision to follow Jesus and wanted to know more about Christianity, and that it was causing her significant problems with her family because she was now the only believer in her family.
And did you ever go to vacation Bible school? VBS is often the first opportunity kids have to understand and respond to Jesus Christ. Gospel for Asia and Nepal sees nearly 75,000 children attend their VBS programs each summer. This summer, kids are learning about the Lord by playing games, coloring pictures, singing songs, and memorizing Bible verses. For $5, you can send a child in Nepal to VBS through GFA. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.